Hello and welcome to a new edition of the RV Traveler App Podcast, where we discuss everything RV. We're brought to you by the RV Traveler App, a free app available in the Apple App Store and Google Play Store, and also covers everything RV. From RV parks and resorts to RV sales and services, you can even listen to our podcast right in the app. So make sure you download the RV Traveler App today. Welcome to our On the Road series of podcasts that we will be doing while we are traveling across the U.S. this summer. We will share with you tips, tricks, and some cool parks and attractions that make RVing fun. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast and download the free RV Traveler app. Okay, so this week we're on the road in Colorado, Durango, Colorado to be specific, and what a beautiful, beautiful countryside. I think what is their motto, Carol, on the sign was the colorful state.
Yeah, welcome to the colorful state, and yeah. Boy, that is so true. The days that we were there was overcast. We were getting into the fall, right?
Yeah.
And it was overcast, but man, even though it was overcast, the colors popped crazy.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. The fall foliage was just gorgeous. And of course, the mountainous, lots of wildflowers, and the mountainous terrain was just beautiful to drive through and to watch as we were coming up to our stop there. And we actually stayed in a campground called the
Alpen Rose,
yeah.
In Durango. Durango is a very cool town.
Very cool town.
We will definitely go back there, I think.
We
were only there for a couple of days because of our travel itinerary. Didn't let us stay very long. But that park was cool, though, because it was just outside of town.
Yeah.
Very clean. They had like 2 acres. Remember the dog park?
Yep. Huge dog park they could run.
Yeah, they couldn't maybe use it for anything else, but so they fenced it and they're using it as a dog park. And they had the weirdest thing too. Remember, they had a dog wash machine. We didn't use it, but first time I've ever seen it.
Yeah, right. At an RV park, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Here's a little shout out to one of the places we went to in Durango. Was outside of Durango was a restaurant called the Old Schoolhouse Restaurant.
Yeah, I think that's what it was called.
Yeah, a nice place, good locals hang out, great drinks and pizza prepared there, and it was really, really good.
Yeah.
So shout out to them. And
so what made us stop in Durango was because, again, we found another national park that we thought we would like to see, and it happened to be en route, so it was a good little stopping off.
Yeah, we were only there 2 days in Durango on our way to New Mexico, right. And but the national park that we went to is called Mesa Verde National Park, and I didn't realize this at the time, but that was where the cliff dwelling Pueblo Indians were. One of the cliff dwellings, and what a great park.
It was pretty incredible because it's a small park. You only need a day to do it.
Yeah.
Unless you're big into hiking. They do have an RV park there. Of course, campgrounds are full because they all are now. But I'm not sure how big of a rig that they could take in there, but I didn't even investigate it because, like I said, we don't normally stay in the national parks. But, The park itself is pretty spectacular because there's over 4,000 archaeological sites in this park.
Yeah, like dating back to 500 AD.
I think that's what it is. Yeah.
And so that was the cliff dwellings all the way to the pit houses and farming archaeological sites and stuff. It is a very interesting place and it doesn't seem to cover that much territory, but it is quite a bit of territory, I guess. But
I think one thing that stuck with both of us is their engineering capabilities back then.
Incredible.
So why don't you talk just a little bit about, for those that might be wondering, should they stop and see it? Is it worth a look? Tell a little bit about the things that you saw.
Well, I mean, so the very first thing, I guess one of the first archaeological stops that we made was to one of the pit houses. And I didn't realize these Indians at the time, they dig pits, and they would have these rooms inside the pit eked out, like they would have a great room and then that areas and stuff like that. But it was very smart, because to protect them, you know, to be able to get in and out during snowy times and stuff like that, they actually came in through the top of their enclosure, and they used, you know, like mud and straw, roofing and stuff like that for it. And so it was very, very neat. And then even down to the things they actually created ventilating shafts for their fires, and then they would put a deflector in front of the shaft so that to make sure that the wind coming through the shaft wouldn't blow their fire around. I mean, it was just very, very clever. Very, very cool. And
when you think about the fact that they didn't have computers, but I mean, they didn't have any of the modern technology that we use today, and they were able to figure it out, which was pretty cool, I thought.
Well, not to say that, of course, we knew that ancient peoples had some pretty special stuff that they did. I mean, let's think of the Egyptians.
Yeah, but actually, when you can see it, because a lot of these sites have been preserved. The interesting thing about this is they only lived in those houses for how long?
Well, now, so we're talking about the cliff dwellings. Now, cliff dwellings, you talk about engineering marvel. I mean, to build these, they have one called the Sun Palace. Called the Sun Palace. And it is huge. And it had like something like, I want to say, 700 people or...
Yeah, something like
something,
that. Yeah.
Some large amount of people were living in this. And so it was really a great engineering feat that they build this masonry on the side of these cliffs. And then we found out they only lived there for less than 100 years.
Right.
And then they abandoned it. And
because why?
We so the, that the, later the current too. Theory is that they overhunted the area and deforested the mesa. So they and then they went into a drought. So
I guess, typical of that part of the country is every 25 years or so, they go into, I don't know however many years, but they go into a drought.
So it went into a big
and
drought.
So they had to move because there was no food.
Yeah, if you're wondering, is it a place worth seeing? Oh yeah, absolutely. It's for one thing, just the drive through the park is just beautiful. And then, like I said, the cliff dwellings and
you can see them very well. Now, you're not going to get up close and personal.
Only since COVID, because they usually do tours.
Yeah.
Through the Cliff Palace, they do a tour through, and stuff like that. But they're not doing it right now.
You just got to check on the National Park Service's website to figure out options are, but it was very cool too. Again, like I said, the day that we were there, it was kind of overcast and a little rainy, and it was still really good lights for pictures. Mm-hmm. And then you look out across the canyon and you can see, you know, from a distance everything. It was really a worthwhile trip to see how cool that they built that stuff.
So yeah,
that was very neat though. What else do we have to talk about Colorado? Super pretty. Definitely planning on going back there.
Yeah, we want to go back and spend a little time there, because unfortunately on this trip we didn't have the time to spend as long as we wanted. So beautiful countryside, like I said, and we're definitely going back.
Yeah. any tips, advice? Again, we used our National Park Pass. Yay.
Yes, absolutely.
So that was a free entry. Any other tips or advice as far as... Colorado goes?
Nothing really earth shattering. I will say when you're in the Mesa Verde Park, you probably don't want to take a big rig up and through the drive. it's pretty winding. We were up pretty high. I think we were about 8,000 feet or so in Durango. I think it's around that.
Don't know that for sure, but definitely, like I said, a worthwhile place to go visit. Fun things to do in the town. The town has a lot. I was surprised that it was that big of a town. Very clean.
Yeah, very clean. Unfortunately, we didn't have, you know, we didn't spend a lot of time there. So we don't have a lot for you. So rather than ramble on.
Right.
I think we're going to
wrap this up as a short one. To say, you know, here's something I would do, but that's about all we got on Colorado, I think, on this trip.
When we start doing, we'll do some more exploring and we'll give you lots more information on Colorado.
Okay. And with that, I guess all we have left to say is happy trails and don't forget to download the app.
All right. Thanks for listening to the show today. And as always, if you have suggestions or ideas for the podcast, please email us at info@rbtravelerapp.com. Safe travels.